found alive in Italy's earthquake aftermath.
Though hopes dimmed as more bodies were recovered from the rubble.
Tornadoes tear through central Indiana.
Starbucks has collapsed and there's people in there.
Trump's new attack.
Hillary Clinton is a bigot.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Search dogs and heavy machinery are on the job in central Italy in towns shaken by yesterday's earthquake. The death toll is now 241. CBS's Seth Doan is covering.
Today in the town of Accumoli, we joined some who were allowed to return home to salvage what they could. Those who lost homes or could not return to them camped out. People are half nervous and half desperate as they've lost everything, the work of an entire life, this volunteer said.
Well, here at home, a major cleanup in central Indiana where the National Weather Service says 8 tornadoes touched down yesterday. CBS's Jerika Duncan is in Kokomo.
A violent outbreak of tornadoes tore through the Midwest, injuring more than a dozen people, ripping the roofs off of homes, and leaving behind a widespread path of destruction.
I just looked out and went, oh my.
The powerful winds leveled a Starbucks.
Oh my God, Starbucks just got blown over.
No one inside was seriously hurt.
All of a sudden I heard a loud bang, and my looked up at my ceiling and it actually caved in.
Kathleen Marsh took cover in her bathroom.
It blew my window out. I was just so scared.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence, the Republican vice presidential nominee, is getting off the campaign trail to deal with the tornado aftermath in his state.
We'll be here as long as we need to be to make sure that the Hoosiers that have been impacted by these storms have what they need and have the support that they need.
The man at the top of the GOP ticket, Donald Trump, is on the offensive with a sharp personal attack, and Democrat Hillary Clinton is playing some defense. CBS's Stephen Portnoy has the latest on campaign 2016.
Hillary Clinton says the blockbuster AP report requires context, telling CNN it discounts some 2,000 meetings she had with world leaders.
There's a lot of smoke. And there's no fire.
Donald Trump says if she's elected, Clinton would put foundation donors first.
She would rather.
And in Jackson, Mississippi last night, he sharply accused her of taking minority voters for granted.
Hillary Clinton is a bigot who sees people of color only as votes.
Clinton told CNN it's Trump who's peddling bigotry.
He is taking a hate movement mainstream.
Clinton will blast Trump's turn to what's called the alternative or alt-right in Nevada later today. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
Well, overseas to Afghanistan, where at least 12 people were killed, dozens were wounded in yesterday's attack on the American University in Kabul. This student was one of several who had to act fast to get to safety.
We were standing at second floor. We heard a very harsh sound. We jumped from the second floor and escaped to the gateway.
Two attackers were killed by police. Another also died. No group has claimed responsibility, but the Taliban is suspected. There's word Syrian Kurdish forces have begun withdrawing east of the Euphrates River. That was a key demand from Turkey, and it comes a day after Ankara sent troops into Syria to free an ISIS border stronghold. The U.S., which supports the Syrian Kurds, also sought the pullback. Back here at home, a major gesture from the two Florida hospitals that handled the aftermath of the mass shooting in June that shook the nation. CBS's Peter King is in Orlando.
The hospitals that treated many of the Pulse nightclub shooting victims say they won't charge them for the medical care they received. Orlando Health and Florida Hospitals say they will write off an estimated $5.5 million. Executives from both organizations say paying it forward is the right thing to do.
The attack left 49 dead and more than 50 injured. The maker of EpiPen, under fire for huge price hike, says it will expand programs that could cut out-of-pocket costs in half. Mylan says it's doubling eligibility for assistance, adding a savings card, and eliminating out-of-pocket costs for the uninsured and underinsured. A new report says genetic testing can reveal which early-stage breast cancer patients can skip chemotherapy after surgery and still have a good outcome. The European study involved 6,700 patients and could play a factor for up to 40,000 women in this country every year. A new report raises more questions about fracking, the use of water, sand, and chemicals to release natural gas from the earth. Dr. Brian Schwartz at Johns Hopkins University finds Pennsylvania residents near natural gas wells are twice as likely to suffer from a combination of migraines, sinus symptoms, and fatigue.
We found that as people had more of the conditions, two or three, those are people who live closer to more or larger wells, or both.
Well, some tantalizing findings in deep space, a planet that's a lot like Earth. Here's CBS's Dan Raviv.
Reading in the journal Nature about a relatively close planet orbiting a tiny star, the head of a space institute at Cornell University, Lisa Kaltenegger, looks forward to analyzing what radio telescopes can pick up. This is close to the nearest star, Alpha Centauri, but still 4 light years away. It would take 4 years to get there if we could travel at the speed of light.
We don't know how to get there, but the telescopes that we have on the Earth allow us to just catch the light from the planet anyway.
For clues as to whether there could be living organisms on that planet.
Hope Solo, the goalkeeper for the U.S. women's soccer team, has been suspended for 6 months. She called the Swedish team that beat the U.S. at the Olympics a bunch of cowards. The ruling from U.S. Soccer, which called the comment unacceptable, will be appealed. For thousands of vacationers, the national parks have been the place to go this summer, and today is a very big day.
What better way to spend the national park's 100th anniversary than at Colorado's Rocky Mountain National Park?
Oh, what a sight in front of me. It's a waterfall just cascading down from the high country.
In Wyoming, Yellowstone National Park Superintendent Dan Wake says the parks offer opportunity.
Trying to make sure people understand that there are parks not just in the West, but in their backyards. There's opportunities for them to become stewards.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Denver.
And fees at national parks are being waived to mark the centennial right through the weekend. The actor known as The Rock is on solid financial footing. Forbes magazine says Dwayne Johnson was the highest-paid actor in the 12 months ending June 1st. He made $64 million. Officials in Louisiana have their eyes on a new storm system that could complicate flooding relief efforts. Here's reporter Dave Cohen.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says with some computer models showing a system in the Atlantic developing and moving into the Gulf next week, state and federal authorities conducted an exercise, making sure they're ready just in case a hurricane hits as the state recovers from record flooding.
We're going to do everything we can to be ready should that happen.
But the governor says he is fervently praying that that does not come to fruition.
I would appreciate other people's prayers as well.
Models show the system potentially going anywhere from staying off the East Coast to threatening the Gulf Coast in 5 days. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
In Winslow Township, New Jersey, they made 5-year-old William Everts an honorary police officer after the boy bought lunch for his local police department. His mom says William saved his allowance for 7 months. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.